Hello. Today I'm going to be talking about raising boys who love reading. Actually, these same principles can be applied to girls too. But since I have sons, I'm going to speak on sons. Both of my sons, they love books. They love them almost as much as they like video games. Almost. That is why parents, teachers, and sometimes readers ask me what Reggie and I are doing with them at home. In all honesty, the answer is not much at this point. For the most part, we stopped reading to our kids about 5 years ago. We did read to them in their early years, though, so I'm primarily sharing these five foundational tips on how to raise kids who love reading for those of you with younger kids. Number one, we read a lot. I read a lot. I've loved books since I was a little girl, so I'm constantly reading books and magazines in addition to online material. My husband Reggie mainly reads textbooks. He has been a student and/or a teacher as long as our kids can remember. He also reads the Bible and Sports Illustrated. When they are little, kids tend to follow their parents' example. Now, I wrote this post years ago, so as an update, I actually read less and my husband reads more. I'm going through a podcast audiobook type phase, so I don't read as much. Meanwhile, my husband has found the types of books that keep his interest, which turns out to be biographies and autobiographies of great men. We've kind of switched, but someone's reading. Okay, number two, we read a lot to our sons before they learned to read. Almost every night, Reggie or I would read to the boys before they went to bed. They memorized their favorites to fake read before they even learned the different sounds that letters made. We would dramatize their little books as we read. We all still have fond memories of Dr. Seuss's hand, finger, thumb. Because we used to drum to it as part of the reading. Those moments created such great memories. We parents really are our kids' first teachers. Number three, we read with them. Once the boys started learning the different sounds that letters made, we would co-read stories. They would read the small words, and we would read the bigger, more challenging ones. Number four, we let them read to us. The boys would grab a book from their little bookshelf and ask if they could read it to us. The answer was almost always yes. Now, if you look at my post today, I updated it with this video that I found of my oldest son, Michael, reading a book to me when he was 5 years old. And his little brother is sitting right next to him, fake reading along with him. Oh my goodness, it's so cute. Where did that time go? And number five, we let them read what they want to read beyond what is required for school. Of course, we have standards. They can't read things that fall outside of our values, but for the most part, they're free to read what they enjoy. In order to do this, we expose our sons to a variety of reading materials. Trips to the comic book store, libraries, and local bookstores before they closed our Barnes and Noble were still common occurrences. I remember being a bit embarrassed when Michael chose to read a comic book for read aloud day back when he was in kindergarten, but I let him stick with his choice. By first grade, he was reading Harry Potter. I was amazed. I could barely read Harry Potter. I would ask him, "Do you understand what you were reading?" And he did. He would explain it to me. Now, my youngest son, Sean, he was more of a reluctant reader initially. He would say, "I'm a writer, not a reader." And then I would respond, "The best writers tend to be readers." But he wasn't buying that. Eventually, he started really enjoying books when his older brother finally allowed him to read his Diary of a Wimpy Kid book series. Harry Potter was next, and he's been a reader ever since. You just never know what will spark a boy's love of reading. I hope these tips help.